Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Gas prices are dropping. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Gas is down to $3.53 a gallon today on average, says the AAA. 6 cents cheaper than a week ago and even cheaper than a year ago by 2 cents. The AAA said recently the main reasons are less demand after the Memorial Day travel weekend and a lower price for oil. But it warns that we're now in the Atlantic hurricane season, and if a storm affects the Gulf Coast oil production and refining centers, it could push prices temporarily higher. I'm Rita Foley.
Sandy Hook Elementary School families have asked a bankruptcy judge to liquidate Alex Jones's media company. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The families filed an emergency motion Sunday as they seek to collect $1.5 billion they won in lawsuits against Jones for calling the 2012 shooting a hoax. 20 children and 6 educators were killed. Jones and his company, Free Speech Systems, filed for bankruptcy reorganization after the lawsuit verdicts. Jones said on his show over the weekend he expects his company to be shut down in a month or two because of the bankruptcy. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden has called for a quick ceasefire and end of the fighting between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip, saying the terrorist group is no longer capable of launching an attack on Israel like the one on October 7th. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his ministers disagree, saying that destroying Hamas will require continued Israeli military operations in the Strip. Those differing visions of what it looks like to destroy Hamas have raised questions about the new ceasefire effort. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 115 points. This is SRN News. A new poll on church and sports.
Travel teams are all the rage in youth athletics these days, and they often create a conflict with Sunday morning worship services. Lifeway Research has been asking Protestant churchgoers if it's okay to skip church for your kid's soccer game. 18% say no, it's never permissible to choose sports over worship, while 22% say it's okay once or twice a year. By contrast, 36% of pastors say it is never all right to skip. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Akron, Ohio dedicated a statue to Sojourner Truth, a former slave abolitionist and itinerant preacher who gave a famous speech in 1851 at the Women's Rights Convention. In the address delivered inside the city's old stone church, Truth drew upon the hardship she faced while she was enslaved and asked the audience why her humanity and that of other enslaved people was not recognized by government and society. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks ended mixed following the latest signal showing the U.S. economy is slowing. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1% after erasing a midday slump. The benchmark index is coming off its 6th winning month in the last 7. The Dow lost 0.3%, and the Nasdaq Composite rose 0.6%. Several tech stocks, including NVIDIA, ended higher, but stocks of oil and gas producers fell after the price of crude tumbled. The Dow was down 115 points to close at 38,571. The Nasdaq gained 93 to 16,828. The S&P 500 added 5 points to 5,283. New York oil fell $2.77 to $74.22 per barrel. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.